Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the United States? I don't know. OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Over $30,000 up for grabs over the season. Go to OddsCrowd.com to sign up. And, of course, do not forget to download the SGPN app. SGPN app is giving you a chance to win $100,000 during NFL Week 1 exclusively on the SGPN app. And welcome, everyone, to a Monday evening edition, off-season edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast. It's your host, ZB, back off the one-week break. And I'm joined for this episode. Going to be fun. A lot of teams that we maybe have some disagreements on in this division. Here to break down the Northwest Division win totals. Munaf, how are you, bro?
Doing well, man. How's it going? I know you were talking about you took a week off and a little trip. Hope you had fun. Recharge your batteries a little bit there, huh? How was that?
That trip was great. I did actually. I have a picture that I meant to send you. I got a picture outside Ball Arena. Really got in touch with the Nuggets, organization. You know, little Breckenridge Brewery outside the Nuggets Stadium. It's actually like it was kind of like not much going on really outside the arena. So I walked over there just to get the picture.
Yeah,
but that was cool. I've seen a couple of the arenas in this division, but yeah, I was out west seeing some of the national parks out there. Really beautiful time, and glad to be back with the NBA and talking with you. We were saying before the show, it's felt like just yesterday, you know, we were in that middle of the NBA finals, but
yeah,
did see a tweet. We have bet maybe less than 2 months till the NBA regular season starts now.
Yeah, man, we're getting close. I think it's about 45 to 50 days away. I know it's going to creep up on us real quick because we're going to be like head deep in football season. We're not even going to notice that it's here. But as always, I'm always excited for NBA season, man. It's with all the player movements and trades that we've had over the offseason and all the signings and all that good stuff, man. Can't wait for the season to start. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely been, you know, looking at some of these guys from Summer League, now starting to see some teams coming together. Obviously, we still have Ben Simmons, Damian Lillard, yep, those type of names that still could maybe be in the news as we approach the season. Plan for today's show, we're going to get into some of these win totals and talk about teams in the Northwest Division. So we'll get into those teams. We definitely have the Nuggets in there. We're going to have some Dame Lillard talk, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anything that's caught your eyes in the news recently? Hasn't been much really going on. Other than, you know, the Lakers now get Rajon Rondo today. Also, yeah, we have that Lowry Marketing trade as well. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, that was involved. Well, was that a separate trade from Larry Nance, or was that a three-team deal?
So that was Larry Nance to the Blazers.
Okay.
Lauri Markkanen to the Cavs and the Bulls getting a first round pick and I believe Derek Jones Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing was that Markkanen wanted to be traded, or he wanted a fresh start somewhere else, right? I think where he was going to get more minutes. I think Cleveland is a good spot for him. You know, you have your young guys with Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, Isaac Okoro. They signed Jared Allen to that big contract. So they have pieces there, right? Evan Mobley, obviously. So it's going to be a good, fun, young team to watch out there in Cleveland. I think this is a underrated, pretty good pickup for the Portland Trailblazers. And I know we'll talk about Blazers Jr. in a little bit, but I think just the versatility, the athleticism, the length that Larry Nance Jr. has, number one, I think is going to be have some pay dividends on the defensive side of the ball for them. And then also, I think in the pick and roll, it's going to be really big for them also. So pretty good pickup for the Portland Trailblazers there. Derek Jones Jr., I think he wasn't you already had Robert Covington in that kind of that log jam there. So I think that either it was going to be Rocco or Derek Jones Jr. on the move. So, you know, pretty good trade, I think, for all three teams. And then obviously Chicago picking up an additional first round pick.
Yeah, definitely big for Chicago to get back a first round pick after they sent them out to get Vooch and to get DeMar DeRozan and in the Lonzo Ball trade as well.
Yep.
Yeah, I think definitely for Portland, I like this deal. Larry Nance gives them kind of now they have some options in terms of Norm Powell doesn't have to close every game. You know, they can kind of pick between now Covington, Powell, and Nance and turn to who they want to close the game along with Dame, CJ, and Nurk. You can even maybe get Larry Nance some time at the five, give you a different look there. So I think it's a nice versatile pickup for them. You know, there's obviously questions hanging around that organization, but it will be, you know, a nice pickup there. I'm sure Dame is happy about that. For Cleveland, I mean, I think Markkanen can be solid there. It's a little bit of a weirder move just considering that they pay Jared Allen this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now also Evan Mobley. Now, I think there's plenty of minutes for those guys if they only play one big off the bench. Like that shows maybe Evan Mobley gets some minutes at the five as well as a rookie. So that could be good, you know, and then playing with another spacing guy who can shoot in Lauri Markkanen will be helpful for everybody, including Darius Garland and Colin Sexton. So I don't hate that move for them. Remains to be seen kind of where they fit in the East. Are they along with Orlando and Detroit, or are they kind of in their own little tier in the bottom of the East? But, you know, a solid three-teamer there. Rondo to the Lakers. Do we need to be scared of this team, or you know, they're just getting the band back together, I guess.
Are we shocked that he ended up on a back to an LA team at least? I mean, it's like he's just rotating between the LA teams. No, I think, you know, when they made the trade with Memphis, we knew that he was going to get bought out, right? And eventually end up on a contender. And it was with the Lakers. You know, when he was on the Lakers, when they won the championship, I thought he was a pivotal guy in the run that they had in the bubble. Playoff Rondo is different, right? So I think this is a very deep team that the Lakers have, and adding a veteran like Rondo and having that playoff experience is only going to help them.
Yeah, and I think when Rondo comes back there, I mean, they just have so many cooks in the kitchen in terms of, like, veteran presence. It's going to be really it's going to be fun. I mean, with LeBron in there, I think he'll kind of keep everyone together. And just the names on this team, it's just going to be I saw people saying, like, if we're going to have a Hard Knocks type show for the NBA, like, it would be absolutely perfect in LA this season. And, you know, hopefully there's whatever type of access that wasn't there during COVID. But, you know, definitely a nice pickup for them. I mean, it's just another option that doesn't really seem known. But, you know, Rondo and Westbrook at point guard, I mean, this is madness in Staples Center. Anything else that you want to get to before we get to into the Northwest Division teams?
No, I think that was it. That was only news that I really saw.
Yeah, so sounds good. So let's get right into it here with the Utah Jazz win total. And let me know if you see different win totals for any of these. I had win total 51.5.
Yep.
51.5. Jazz were 52-20 last year. Obviously, go home to the Clippers, and just another year for Utah where they go crazy in the regular season. You think this year might be different. They had a couple of new additions, and it flames out, you know, before the conference finals again. So what do you kind of make where the Jazz are at heading into this season?
Yeah, I think that core is still intact, right? We were hearing rumors about Joe Ingles may be on the move via trade, but that didn't really come to fruition. But I like the offseason pickups that they did have. I mean, Rudy Gay is another veteran guy that can give you some minutes off the bench. Obviously, they re-signed Mike Conley. They added Hassan Whiteside in that front court. Added Eric Pascal from the Warriors. And again, Jared Butler, I think, is a great pickup in the draft also. So I think this team is really set up. It's just now we know that they're a great regular season team. They have that home court advantage in the regular season and in the playoffs. It's about now time that, you know, they need to make a run in the NBA, in the Western Conference playoffs, and at least, you know, get to the Western Conference finals, because, you know, Donovan Mitchell, we see what he can do night in and night out. But not only that, he really elevates his game in the NBA playoffs. He's a guy that can go out and get you 40 points in the NBA playoffs. You know, Rudy Gobert is still there. So, you know, this roster stack, they have a lot of pieces and shooters. You have, you know, your two superstars. And I think they're set up to make another run in the Western Conference, at least during the regular season.
I mean, is there anything that we can take away from this coming regular season from the Jazz? I mean, they've shown it to us every single year. They flash that potential. Jazz fans are getting hyped up. Like, Jazz fans love to talk. They are, you know, thinking, okay, this is the year. It's going to be different. You know, Rudy Gobert is finally doing this. You know, we still – and I like their offseason too, but – to me, it's just like another year, and we'll get to the win total, because I definitely think the win total is obviously in play, and they were the best team in the NBA in the regular season last year by a wide margin here, 9.2 positive point differential, 52-20 was the best record in the year. Really, no signs of that slowing down. You bring back Mike Conley, you get another guy who can really, you know, play well for you, and Rudy Gay, it's another option for this team on the wing. I like those moves for the regular season, but I mean, do we give them the benefit of the doubt in the Western Conference, where we don't know really what's going on with Kawhi, and, you know, the Lakers are still maybe some questions there. Like, the Jazz should be talking about maybe the favorite in the West, but just too many playoff scars kind of to give them that benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, Zach, that they are a great regular season team, no doubt, right? 52 wins last year. The over-under for this coming season, 82 games, is set at 51.5, right? And I think the key parts that you just mentioned, that Denver's not going to have Jamal Murray. I know we'll talk about Denver here in a little bit. The Lakers are going to have – they might have some growing pains, at least to start the season, because you have a lot of guys that need the ball to be dominant, right? Russell Westbrook, you have Carmelo Anthony on that roster, so it might take them time. But it almost seems like that for this Western Conference, especially for Utah Jazz, that – as long as LeBron James is there in the team that he always puts together season in and season out, it gets, unless there's a catastrophic injuries, that it's always going to be always going to be tough for a team like the Utah Jazz to beat them in a 7-game series. Right. And I think there will be a top 3 seed again in the Western Conference again, but like we've mentioned, like, we don't care about we know what they can do in the regular season.
Yeah.
Can now they take that next step in the playoffs? And I'm not sure yet. We also need to see it before we can believe it. But with the Lakers there and the Clippers, who know what's going to happen? I kind of feel like those are two of the teams, when healthy. I just think that's too much class for the Utah Jazz to possibly keep up with.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like, there's now basically 5 straight seasons that they've made the playoffs. 5 straight seasons with, you know, solid winning. Obviously, the COVID season cut short, but like, it's really is about time for them to make noise in the playoffs. And I think there could potentially be some betting value on them maybe this year, if you do buy into if you think that they're just been suffering a bad luck. I think there will be a lot of fatigue, like, amongst bettors and fans. Like, okay, like, we're just going to ignore the Jazz this year. I think we saw a little bit of that with the Milwaukee Bucks this year, where they had, you know, let us down so many times in the playoffs before, and they were kind of the ignored team out east that was still probably a tier one contender. No one really talked about them. All of a sudden, they're stepping into the void, and they were, you know, kind of right there all along. I think that you could see a type of season like that for the Jazz. What did you make of Mike Conley coming back, and, you know, how do you think he kind of fits into their plans for next year?
Yeah, I think it'll be the same thing as it was last year. Right? I think they made it a top priority in the offseason to get Mike Conley back. And again, it gives them that depth that they need at the guard position, not having to have Donovan Mitchell handle the basketball, right? You have a great veteran point guard like Mike Conley that can set up your offense, get the guys in the right spots, and get the offense going, and then let kind of Donovan Mitchell play off the ball. So I think that was a huge re-sign for them. I guess, like, a question for you is, it almost seems like that Utah is not really a destination that players want to go to, right? We've heard about the crowds, you know, quote unquote, with the racism and things like that. I think having Dwayne Wade as part of that ownership and being on the sideline and in that front office, do you think that maybe Stars may want to go there and play with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, or do you think that's not going to matter?
No, I don't really see that. I think obviously this season they did like shuffle up their front office a little bit. They had some issues there, and there was an issue between Quinn Snyder and whoever the GM was. They shuffled that. So that kind of seemed like it was like their culture shifting move in the offseason. And Dwayne Wade comes in. I think Dwayne Wade, it's on the record that he's supposed to work on the relationship with Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz and kind of keep Donovan bought into what they're doing out there. You know, the issue is, and there's been a lot of Rudy Gobert slander on this podcast, but like some people see him as a true second star because of the impact he has on the defensive end. But if you look at the game from more of an offensive perspective, which I think most people do, and it's not necessarily the wrong thing to do, you know, Donovan Mitchell is kind of by himself as that like, you know, star on the caliber of like, you know, a LeBron James, Anthony Davis, a Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. You know, Rudy Gobert, you know, obviously incredibly impactful player, but you don't put him in that same conversation right now. So, you know, I think bringing in Eric Pascal was definitely a good move. I think he's friends with Donovan Mitchell back from playing together in high school. So that was a nice move to, you know, help out Donovan in terms of just enjoying playing for this team.
Yeah.
We're in total at 51.5. We're going back to 82 games, right?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, what is stopping us from saying, you know, they won 52 on 72 games. They're definitely going over this number.
I agree with you. This should be going over, right? And I think it's more impactful knowing that these teams that are dealing with some of these injuries, in huge injuries like Kawhi Leonard with the Lakers, with the Clippers and Jamal Murray with the Denver Nuggets. So that's two teams that may not pile up the wins. And I think that kind of opens a window for a team like the Utah Jazz. And like you, I think you alluded to earlier, Zach, was that because they're not in a big market, they're kind of on that West Coast and nobody really wants to pay attention to this team. And this number is always kind of set kind of low to me. I think 53 and a half is probably a good number for them, but at 51.5, it always comes down to those one or two wins sometimes at the regular season. And if you're going to bet on a regular season win total, I think right now would be the time to lock up the Utah Jazz at over 51.5.
Yeah. And I think I agree with all that. There's kind of a sour taste in everyone's mouth, like with how it stuff ended. And it's like, okay, like the Jazz are not as good as we thought they were, but like in reality, they're still just as good of a regular season team. It's just like, they still have the same flaws in the playoffs, and maybe go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're just as good a regular season team as we thought of them, you know, leaving the regular season last year, going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think what we've talked about this on the show before, there's never been a bigger difference between the style and quality of play in the playoffs and the style and quality of play in the regular season. And the Jazz are very built to be successful in the regular season with Rudy Gobert being this phenomenal, impactful defensive player in the regular season who can basically cover up defensive issues elsewhere. You have Conley, you have Mitchell, you have a ton of depth, ton of shooting. So the formula is still right there. So I definitely like this to go over.
Yeah, and I think we just got to remember one thing, that Donovan Mitchell's ankle was not 100% in the playoffs too, right? And when they were playing the Clippers. So, I mean, in just like every other team that did have injuries, but, you know, we don't know how much of an issue it was. But I just feel like that at the end of the day, for the Utah Jazz, they are at some point going to need to get another superstar or scoring star next to Donovan Mitchell if they want to keep him around. Now, is that going to be at the price of having to trade Rudy Gobert? I'm not sure, but I think I think we kind of agreed that it's going to come to a point where they're going to have to go out and get another scoring star.
Is Donovan Mitchell one of your favorite players?
I love watching this guy play.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I see when you brought up the ankle, I was like, okay, you know, that's his guy.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he wasn't plays healthy, with heart. Right? Yeah. When healthy and you know, this guy plays hard and he's just a bucket, man, and I love watching him play.
Yeah, so definitely both of us like the over there. Let's take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with the Denver Nuggets. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. And from boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we got what you need to win, ready to play. Sign up today to receive a special offer risk-free $500 sports bet. Download BetWin. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com to start winning. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, brought to you by PropSwap America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Go check out the new PropSwap.com, which is packed with fresh features like filtering tickets based on value to find the best odds available, browse the activity feed to stay in the know, and a loyalty rewards program that turns sales into extra cash and much more. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. The PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. So in making your bets, always go for two. Make two tickets on the same team or player so you can sell one for a profit and keep one to leave yourself some skin in the game. Thousands of buyers across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming back off the break, the Denver Nuggets last year, 47-25 win total for this year set at 47.5. Obviously, the big story going into this year for Denver Nuggets is Jamal Murray's ACL. Sounds like he's on a pretty solid timeline, and he will be back at some point next season. Yeah. You know, you never really want to try to count on that type of thing because, you know, it's probably going to be until the start of the following season that he's actually back to 100%. But, you know, Jamal Murray, that is the story. And then still got the MVP coming back. Ton of depth on this team, and obviously – looking for Michael Porter Jr. to step in some of that void. So where are you at with this Nuggets team, Munaf? I mean, I think their depth is there, but they really don't have a bona fide number two guy to go along with Nikola Jokic, and they might need Michael Porter Jr. to step up there.
Yeah, I think that's number one, right? That Michael Porter Jr. is going to have to be a guy that's going to get you 20-plus points per night and fully capable of doing it, right? I mean, he has a nice shooting stroke. He has the ultimate green light, and this guy can shoot. We saw it in the playoffs where in the first quarters, he was dropping anywhere from 10 to 15 to 16 points just in that first quarter. I think for him, it's got to be consistently throughout the game where he's scoring, right?
Yes.
Not just coming out and getting a hot start, but consistently being that second guy until Jamal Murray gets back. I think Paul Millsap is still a restricted free agent. So the Evan Reese,
he's likely gone. He's likely Bulls, Warriors, or Nets.
Yeah, and then you have Monte Morris. Hopefully, this is a guard that can stay healthy for them. Austin Rivers, I believe, re-signed also with them. And then again, we keep on forgetting the guy that they have, Aaron Gordon, right? And I think he's going to be the guy that's going to have to again be that other contribution as in the absence of Jamal Murray. I know this is your team, and I'll let you have the floor, but I think one guy that I may be looking out for to kind of also step up into that role and kind of take that leap is going to be Marcus Howard.
Okay. I like Marcus Howard a lot. I mean, he's someone who showed scoring ability last year and definitely a tough guard, kind of similar to Monte Morris in that way.
Yeah.
Can come in and make shots. You know, they have a ton of depth on this team. Mm-hmm. Bones Highland, their first round pick, someone that I really like. People really like his game. You know, you still have Faku back. You still have PJ Dozier on this team. You have Jeff and Jamichael Green. You have Shaq Harrison, who, you know, stepped up a little bit in the playoffs for them. Zeke Nagy. I mean, Austin Rivers. Like, there are a ton of people on this team who expect and should play. And I think we've seen in the past the formula of Jokic with depth and shooting around him can get you wins in the regular season. I think that's kind of the question for me with this team is how are they going to keep Michael Porter Jr. in kind of the role that he's just one of the other guys, which I think we have mainly seen at times. Like, he hasn't really stepped up and been like an alpha scorer for this team. He's kind of picked his spots here and there. Like you said, scoring inconsistently, come out hot, clearly an effort to get him the ball, and then he'll fade out throughout the game. More looks go to Will Barton, Monte Morris, that type of thing. You know, is he like, and the eye test is there. If you watch Denver Nuggets games, I mean, he hasn't really fit in that smoothly. Like, it's never really been a totally smooth fit for him offensively. And I think you're at the counterbalance that with wanting him to be part of this offense, but also make sure he is featured enough to carry you. I mean, you can't count on Nikola Jokic doing exactly what he did last year, carrying you every night. You can't count on him playing all 72 games. I mean, how incredible was that from Jokic last year?
Yeah.
So they are going to need to find, I think, more consistent stuff elsewhere, because it can't just be, you know, in the regular season, okay, we're counting on, you know, Monte or PJ or Faku giving us something, you know, Will Barton been pretty inconsistent. So I still think, I mean, they have the MVP, and I think that's been a little bit slept on with this Nuggets team too, is like, they were still dangerous without Jamal Murray. And I started off with kind of the more negative side of it, but this is a team that, you know, ask the Blazers, like, we're about to talk about the Blazers. I mean, the Blazers could not get by this Nuggets team in a playoff series, even without Jamal Murray and Dame Lillard. I mean, you know, like, that was a tough series for them. So, you know, this team is going to be no cupcake. I still expect them to be in the playoff mix, but I mean, it's crowded in the West. I don't think they'll be in danger of falling completely out of the playoff picture, but they're going to need to find a floor without their second best player.
Yeah, and I think for this team, like you've mentioned and we've talked about so far, the depth is there for sure, right? And I want to see how Michael Porter Jr. going into next season fits in, or how they find to really get him going, because we know the potential is there with this guy, man. He can be a 25 points per night scorer for you. And I think offensively, Aaron Gordon's going to have to find a way to step up for this team, because they kind of acquired him to be that third or fourth guy. Now he's going to have to be that third guy for sure. And if you're able to get 18, 20 points from him a night, I think that's going to take a lot of pressure off of the Joker. And, you know, when you have those two guys along with the pieces around them, this team, I think they're equipped. And then when you get Jamal Murray back, again, like you mentioned, they can make noise in the playoffs. So, we know with Jamal Murray, I'm not exactly sure when he'll be back, but when he does get back, I think it'll take a little time for him to get adjusted and, you know, coming off an ACL injury, that's always tough. But, the depth is there on this team. And, you know, when you have a coach like Mike Malone that can really put a game plan together night in and night out, I'm still a believer in this Denver Nuggets team.
Yeah, definitely still a believer in this team. Let's turn over to the win total here, 47.5. So that would be what, you know, 10, 11 games over 500. You know, I think this sounds about right. I do want to tune to, you know, what type of teams came in around this total the year before. I guess we got 2 years back here. You know, it's going to be around a 4 or 5 seed in the East, maybe a 6 or 7 seed in the West. I mean, what do you think of this team in the regular season, and can they get to this number?
I mean, this is a great regular season team, right? And I think maybe just for comparison's sake, they're at 47.5. The Atlanta Hawks in the East are at 46.5. Now, here's a great question for you. Which team do you think ends up with the more wins, kind of a crossover here, the Denver Nuggets or the Dallas Mavericks?
I think Denver ends up, I think Denver has more wins than Dallas. And I don't know which way did you go in the Dallas win total in the Southwest podcast?
I slightly went with the under. Now the Dallas Mavericks have 48.5 wins as the posted total, and the Denver Nuggets have 47.5, which is kind of a head scratcher, because I think the depth is significantly better with the Denver Nuggets than with the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, I know they got a couple guys, but in a 7-game series without Jamal Murray, I think Denver wins that series.
Oh yeah, I think Denver wins that series. I mean, I think Nikola Jokic, especially in the regular season, I might take him over Luka Doncic. Here's one, not to take out the win total, but who would you rather have right now, Michael Porter Jr. or Kristaps Porzingis?
Oh, Porter Jr., 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, KP.
I think I agree with that. I'm still a KP believer.
This guy just can't stay. I can't even bring up the health conversation, because Michael Porter Jr. hasn't been very healthy either. God, man. Yeah, I'll still go with Michael Porter Jr. I think his ceiling is higher.
His ceiling is definitely higher. I still am a believer in KP if he can ever get back to the defensive, you know, potential that he had and how good he was defensively. It doesn't really look like that's likely, but if he can, still really like the fear of him as a player. So which way are we going on this win total here? I'm going to go over on 47.5. I think you hit the nail on the head. There's still enough there. And Nikola Jokic, I mean, he's just so solid. I think they're going to be right there. And like you said, there's no there's no one who's going to steal all these wins. I mean, maybe Utah, but other than that, you know, you said there's going to be more parity, and I think the Nuggets are going to be right there in the thick of the playoff picture again.
Yeah, and I'll be very surprised if they miss the playoffs. I mean, right now, for them to make the playoffs is at minus 650. So I think they're going to be right there. But okay, you know, look at some of these win totals for where Dallas and Denver's posted. I think if we're comparing it to some other teams, Golden State Warriors are at 48.5, and then the Boston Celtics are at 45.5, which is kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, and another thing with Denver, Michael Porter Jr., obviously extension eligible. That has not been resolved yet. So
yeah,
that's something to watch. And Aaron Gordon as well. So, you know, it looks like both those guys will get re-signed, but that's obviously something to keep an eye on. Anything else on Denver?
No, that's it.
All right, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with Portland. Today's episode of the NBA Gambling Podcast is also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks, props, and parlays, helmed by a team of trend-watching, data-devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction for every game, every day, and every sport. All for free. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Turn your picks into real cash with Prize Picks, my favorite daily fantasy app. It's fast and it's easy, and it all starts with Prize Picks. Simply pick 2 to 5 players and decide if they will go over or under their stat projection. The more players you pick, the more you can win up to 10 times your money. Prize Picks is the best way I play. Use our promo code SGP to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. That's right, $100, 100% instant deposit match up to $100 at that Prize Picks, and use promo code SGP. All right, coming back off the break, the Portland Trailblazers win total at 44.5. Blazers last year were 42-30, obviously losing the first round to the Nuggets. Epic series for Dame, but the rest of the team didn't look great around him. Now, obviously, an offseason with a lot of questions, bring in Chauncey Billups. Munaf, are you still a believer in Dame? I have not fully committed to the anti-Dame voice on the podcast, but I sent some tweets into the Slack channel over the summer. Where are you at? Where are you at with these Blazers team?
Yeah, this is going to be a this is tough, man, because we don't know what the situation with Dame is going to be. Man, it's just tough. I think he's bought in for at least this season with the Portland Trailblazers, because I think Damian Lillard is one of the more loyal guys in the NBA, right? It's going to take something catastrophic for this guy to be like, okay, you know, it's time for me to move on to another organization. And right now it's not going to be the LA Lakers anymore, because they did get Russell Westbrook. So it'll be, Philly has been the popular name with Damian Lillard, but I kind of like low-key like the offseason moves that they made, right? They got they picked up Ben McLemore. He's a good shooter, but then I think Cody Zeller and Larry Nance Jr. to add that front court depth, I think it's pretty significant that we're not talking about. I don't know, man. I kind of want to get your thoughts on it. It's just I think this is a team that's going to be a stay away for me, because who knows if this team is not doing well when the trade deadline comes around, that either CJ McCollum or Damian Lillard may get traded.
Yeah, I think it's very similar to what we saw with Houston last year, where like I was making the case last year, like, okay, if they keep Harden, like, they actually probably would have, they should have gone over the number. They were like lined at like a 500 team. It's like, okay, if Harden stays, you like it over. I think if Dame stays, I think you like this over. I mean, they were the sixth seed last year, 42-30. That was with CJ getting hurt, a lot of injuries all over the place. They had to kind of make a late push to get up to where they were. So, yeah, you know, I think all the pieces are right there. And Chauncey Billups is someone who, very respected coach. Obviously, there was a lot of issues or just public, you know, controversy surrounding his hiring and whether or not Dame endorsed the hiring. Looks like that's all been put to bed and they're kind of focused. CJ McCollum, new president of the Players Association. Congrats to him. I think he's geared up for a huge year getting healthy. So I'm with you. I mean, I like their offseason. I like this Larry Nance move. Norm Powell was someone they had to bring back. They got him back. Hopefully Nurk can be healthy. But if not, Cody Zeller at the minimum. I mean, that is a really, really good value signing. I like Cody Zeller's game. You now have Nance. You know, does Ant Simons take another leap? That would be nice. But, you know, they have a lot of pieces on this team. And I think Dame and CJ are healthy. They're going to be a good season. I actually like this over 44.5. I mean, I'm kind of stuck on all these overs, but I think these are three teams that, you know, are just so solid and have that high floor to be right in the mix of things in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those divisions that for sure, if they stay healthy, that they're going to be these three teams that we just discussed are going to be in the playoffs, right? It'll take something catastrophic for them not to be in there, like an injury or a disgruntled superstar. But yeah, I think, you know, getting Norman Powell back was big for them. Obviously, Robert Covington, a great defensive guy and a 3D guy that can knock down 3-point shots. I think they need it. Nurkic is going to have to stay healthy. I think there's no question about it. But if he does get hurt, yeah, you still have Cody Zeller and you added Larry Nance Jr. So I like the depth on this team, like you mentioned, man. Avery Simons, I think he's a great shooter. I think he needs to get more minutes this coming season. And I think he will with the departure of Carmelo Anthony, because it almost seemed like because the name Carmelo Anthony was on your bench that he was going to have to get minutes. But, you know, Melo did play well for this Portland team, maybe not bought in on the defensive end, he was still a bucket.
Melo locked up Jokic. Yeah. Melo locked up Jokic.
Yeah, but I think, you know, CJ McCollum is going to have to be that superstar for his team. Now it's not time for him to be a superstar and not an all-star anymore. So, you know, if they want to make this work, I think CJ McCollum knows that he has to provide that support to Damian Lillard and look for these other guys, Norman Powell, look for him to have a big season for them. And I fully expect this team to be in the playoffs again.
So, I mean, we could also talk here, Portland Trailblazers to make the playoffs minus 250. No playoffs plus 190. Which way would you go there? You go with the, would you lay minus 250 on them to make it?
Yeah, I would. I mean, when you still have a Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum on the team, one of the, you know, great backcourts in the Western Conference, you're always going to have a chance, right? And a lot of times when I'm looking at these teams, I kind of look at the depth around this team. And I think this team, like the Denver Nuggets, has great depth. Like we talked about, Rocco, Nurkic, Norman Powell. They have the guys on this roster. So the question is going to be, let's see what Chauncey Billups is able to do with this team, because Coach Stotts found a way to get this team into the playoffs, but it didn't really translate to them getting out of the first round. So I think it's hard to say if Billups is a coaching upgrade because it is his first season as a head coach. But I think if the guys buy into what Chauncey Billups' game plan is going to be, then I think, you know, they'll be in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, and Chauncey Billups is someone who is brought in for his defensive capabilities as a coach. That's obviously been a key area they need to work on. I mean, there's offense. When you have Dame and CJ, you're going to have a good offense. It's come down to, I mean, we saw last year in the playoffs, they made the Nuggets look pretty good, and then they literally could not find the hoop against the Suns. So, you know, I think the playoffs is another question. I think, you know, they're going to have to prove it there again, like the Jazz as well. But the regular season, 44.5, I like it over anything else on the Blazers, Munaf.
No, I think what it is, like you just mentioned, that to wrap it, what the game plan for this team is all about defense. And I think until that doesn't improve, then they're not going to advance very far in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Minnesota, definitely an interesting team coming up this year. Kind of a interesting year last year. Fired their coach, hired a new coach mid-season. Anthony Edwards starts off slow, comes on really hot. Karl Anthony Towns has a tough year with different personal stuff and injuries. Yeah. Plays well when healthy. And, you know, they kind of found something with D'Angelo Russell coming off the bench late in the year. So definitely some positive vibes coming in to this year for Minnesota. They were 23-49 last year. Win totals at 32.5. Munaf, what do you think of this T-Wolves team coming in this year? Obviously under new ownership as well with A-Rod.
Yeah. And man, this is a very, again, another team in this division that I think is kind of hard to put your finger on, because is it kind of come to a point where Karl Anthony Towns forces his way out of Minnesota? And I know they brought on D'Angelo Russell, that apparently they're good buddies and they wanted to play together, and that's why they were brought on. But again, this is another team like Portland that's going to really have to work on their defense, because the offensive potential is there, right? Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, Carl Anthony Towns. There's not much depth outside of this team. I mean, yeah, you have Malik Beasley. I think they traded away Jared Culver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So not much depth outside of those guys. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm kind of not sold on this team yet. I just feel like that at a point it's going to come where one of these teams that are contenders is going to come knocking on the door for Carl Anthony Towns. And if there's a package that they kind of put together that can blow them away, that, you know, Carl Anthony Towns may be on the move. But, you know, I'm not very sold on this team. The coach, I don't think the coach is a very good coach either.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing with them is they're right now, they're being very hot in the the Ben Simmons rumors.
Yeah.
Looking to potentially trade something with D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, and Jaden McDaniels, who obviously had a really good year last year. Really exciting prospect for them. So, I mean, I would love to see him stay around. But Ben Simmons with Anthony Edwards and Carl Towns, I mean, I would actually be pretty interested in that trio right there. You know, I think for them this year, it's kind of I wonder where they think they're at right now. I mean, they are obviously really young with Cat and Edwards and D'Lo, but it's also, like you said, it's kind of feels like it's about time for Cat to have some more moments in the playoffs. Only time he's been there was with the Jimmy Butler season, and he wasn't really a major part of that team by the end of the year. Do you think that they think they're making the playoffs this year?
Absolutely not. I mean, we talked about how stacked the Western Conference is. And look, the books are indicative of that. They put up the win total at 34.5 wins. And for them to make the playoffs is hovering around plus 550, close to plus 600. I mean, in a Western Conference that is very stacked, I think it's going to be very difficult for this type of team with the lack of depth for them to get to the playoffs. I mean, I'm just not a believer in Chris Finch and for them to make the playoffs. So, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be another team that they're going to end up in the draft lottery again. And if there's a package that, you know, either comes for a Ben Simmons that they can put together, or, you know, one of these other guys going to have to be on the move.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's interesting about that is I agree with you. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but I think if you're Carl Anthony Towns, right, and you're D'Angelo Russell, and you're like in training camp right now, I think they're saying like, okay, like this is the year we make a leave. Right? And I think that, I mean, that's what's really weird about the West is you have these teams, you have, you know, the T-Wolves, the Kings, the Grizzlies, the Spurs, the Pelicans that are kind of a tier below all those contenders at the top.
Yeah.
But they kind of hover in that, like, okay, we a really good year. We could be the back end of the playoffs, be a feisty team. We could also kind of fall closer to that, you know, top five pick. We don't really know what we're going to get here. Carl Anthony Towns obviously has been a really, really good when healthy.
Yeah.
The key for him is going to be staying available. I mean, last 2 years, he has not played 35 games in 2019-20, played 50 last year. Obviously, not all that his fault, and I think they're going to need all of him this year. I mean, when healthy, he's like a super lethal offensive player, 25 points, that kind of thing. Anthony Edwards, look for him to make another leap. So I think offensively, they could be really good. Defensively, they're probably going to be trash, though, and that might be a big issue for them getting to this win total, which is at 34.5. I mean,
yeah.
They would have to be pretty solid to get to that point.
Yeah, and I was like, if you take a look at the age of this roster, I mean, D'Angelo Russell and Carl Anthony Towns at 25 are kind of the older guys. I mean, yeah, you have Jake Lehman, 27, and Ed Davis, who's 32. But then after that, it's pretty much D'Lo and Carl Anthony Towns, who are 25 years old and the older guys. I mean, Anthony Edwards, 19, Jaden McDaniels, 20, Jalen Noel, 21, Malik Beasley, 24. So, you know, you have a very young roster, and getting young guys to buy in on the defensive end, it's sometimes a challenge.
Yeah, it is, and that'll be a challenge for Chris Finch. I definitely love the Patrick Beverley pickup. In that Jared Culver trade, I think he'll be someone who can come in really versatile in terms of he can play with D'Angelo Russell. He can also play some point guard. They obviously lost Ricky Rubio to Cleveland. So, you know, Pat Beverley will fit in really nicely. It's just a guy who can bring some toughness to this team, be a veteran for them. So I like that. thoughts on this win total? I'm going to go under here.
Yeah, I got to stay with the under here. I mean, outside of D'Lo, and I mean, if you just imagine that Cat or D'Lo gets injured after that, there's not much there. I mean, Anthony Edwards, but I think that he's still a work in project. I mean, we saw he had a great season last year in his rookie campaign, but teams are going to catch up to him and what he's able to do. But outside of that, there's not much there for you to believe in.
There we go. With that, let's take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with the Thunder, our final team. Today's episode is also brought to you by Paramount Plus. The summer of soccer continues on Paramount Plus. Stream over 2,000 soccer matches a year from around the world. That's all the heart-pounding drama from CBS Sports, including UEFA Champions League, Europa League, Italy's Serie A, Argentina's Primera Division, the Brasileirão, NWSL, the Asian Football Confederation, and the CONCACAF qualifiers, featuring the stars from the U.S. and Mexican men's national teams, plus much more. It's the best of the beautiful game with all the beautiful names like Messi, Mbappe, Ronaldo, Rapinoe, and Pulisic. Be part of the excitement as champions are crowned and history is made. The world's game lives here on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com to start your free trial and stream every match live. Also brought to you by Odds Crowd. If you haven't downloaded the Odds Crowd app yet, you're missing out. There's over $30,000 in cash prizes up for grabs across both season-long and weekly contests on NFL and college football. The boys here at SGPN are all taking part, so you can try to claim bragging rights over us as well. Here's how it works. Once you enter a contest, you track your bets against real odds and lines, much like you would with any pick tracking app. The most profitable players rise up the leaderboard. If you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, you win. And Odds Crowd isn't just fantasy betting contests. It's a social app for sports bettors. Free to download. You can live group chat with the other bettors, track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much more. So download the app for free or go to oddscrowd.com today. Last year brought to you by the SGPN app. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming back off the break, we had finally the OKC Thunder bringing up the bottom of this division. Thunder were 22-50 last year. Obviously, they were getting absolutely shellacked down the stretch of the season. You know, they really embraced the tank. They were sneaky solid prior to that. Win total for next year at 22.5. Munaf, I mean, the Thunder got fucked with the lottery this year. Didn't get that high-end talent. Ended up with Josh Giddey. Did they kind of try to tank even harder this year? Or do we see them, you know, make some moves forward? Because they have all these picks, but,
yeah,
you know, they're going to have to build a winning team at some point.
Yeah, then that's the question, right? At what point are they going to cash in on all this draft capital that they have? And you signed up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to the long-term deal as your corner franchise piece. Now it's time to start building around them, right? Like you mentioned, they got Josh Giddey. I think he left Summer League early due to a foot injury.
Ankle.
Yeah. Or ankle injury, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be an issue come when the season starts. They picked up Trey Mann also in the draft, and then I think Aaron Wiggins is also a low key pickup for them also. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Until I see them start making some moves and starting to trade some of these pieces, I still think that they're going to be in that tank mode and try to get that, you know, first, second, or third pick and add another piece next to SGA, and then kind of cash in on their picks, but. They have some guys on this roster. I mean, you know, we talked about Pokuševski last season, obviously SGA. Theo Maledon is another guy on this roster. They had Moses Brown, but I believe they traded him to Dallas, and then he got retraded to the Dallas Mavericks. But Darius Bazley, another guy that's on this roster. So they have some young guys, but I just don't think that until maybe they next season, like you said, they may be tanking again to get a top three pick. To line up someone next to SGA, but you know, I'm not really a believer in this team either. And then again, second year for this head coach with young guys, it's going to be very tough for them to win games.
Yeah, and there's talk that the reason that they did the whole Kemba buyout was because they didn't want to be good this year, and they've had that issue in the past where like they have had personnel on this team because they do all these like first round pick, take on a bad contract, rehab the contract, and send it back out. Those guys were rehabbing their contract and playing well for them, helping them win games. I mean, that was Chris Paul. I mean, no one thought he would be able to have this extension of his career when he went to OKC initially. You know, so it's impressive what they've done. I think you got to go under here just because it's such a perfect year to tank. And with all these teams trying to be good. Realistically, I mean, every single team looking like they want to be competitive this year, maybe without, you know, notwithstanding Orlando and Houston, but pretty much everyone else is going after it. I think it's a really good year to kind of set back. Don't know what the top end of the lottery looks like in next year's draft, but if you're OKC, I mean, it's just not worth another year of, you know, you're not making the playoffs anyways, right? Like, there's no chance of that. So yeah. Why, you know, I mean, I hate to say this because you want to see competitive teams, but, you know, getting the eighth or ninth pick again next year would just be such a big, you know, hindrance to building this team. So, I mean, do you expect them to, you know, be competitive early in the season? Or is this a team that we should be on alert to maybe see, you know, a very bad team from the start of the season?
I think it might be a wait and see, but I do agree on taking the under on their win total. I mean, I think another example, like you said, that they're acquiring these contracts was Al Horford was an example last season.
Yep.
Toward the end of the season, I'm pretty sure that he was healthy, but they just shut him down just to shut him down because they won't win any more games. You know, there were some games that they, you know, just it seemed like they weren't taking, they won a couple games, but you know, yeah, like you mentioned, I think this is another tank year or a year that they're not going to be trying. And I think they want to secure a top three pick coming into the draft next year. And then who knows? I mean, they are, whoever has number one or number two overall pick, they can cash in these picks that they have and maybe get the first and second pick or the first and third pick or right, two picks in the top five to really start the foundation of building this roster with SGA. So there's no way I'm taking the over on this 23.5 on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, no way to go over here. No way. I don't think they're making the playoffs. And I think they're an interesting team. Like, why would they not go – why would they not go trade for Ben Simmons or something like that? I mean, they have all these picks. They could get something done.
Yeah.
You know, it's different when it's maybe a less established guy. You know, you obviously can't trade for like a Dame Lillard who would be like, you know, I guess be able to control his destination. But, yeah. You know, maybe just outbid somebody for another star, acquire someone like that. So that could be an interesting move. They have obviously a lot of flexibility, a lot of moves to be made, but definitely going under here. Anything else on the Thunder or any of these teams in the Northwest Division, Moonaf?
Yeah, I think this might be another like a team like a Thunder that some of their young guys like the Dorts or the Baisleys that they're going to be playing really, really well, get their stock up during the regular season, and then a team that has a roster spot or needs a guy on the bench for any of these contending teams that are willing to give up first round pick, that they do that with Dort or a Darius Baisley or somebody else. So, you know, who knows? They might be still trying to acquire even more draft picks. So that's pretty much it for the Thunder. And, you know, I think we have three great teams or, you know, one great team in the Utah Jazz, two good teams with the Nuggets and the Blazers. And, you know, you have two bottom feeders in this league in the Western Conference. So, yeah, what else can you say about these teams?
No, nothing. I mean, I think this could be a competitive division. Obviously, the divisions don't really like matter that much in the NBA how it's structured, but I think there's some solid rivalries here. Obviously, Nuggets, Blazers, Nuggets, Jazz. Those teams have some recent playoff battles. I think you're looking at this division. I mean, you're going to have some solid teams here, and that to me just emphasizes kind of more like if you're the Thunder, you know, let all these teams beat up on each other, let them beat up on you, and, you know, go collect your luck at the lottery. And for the T-Wolves, it's a really interesting year to kind of see where they go. Karl-Anthony Towns, I mean, I think he's a guy who could be a sneaky, like, if you were high on this T-Wolves team, like, I would love to see maybe, like, Karl-Anthony Towns, like, MVP out, something like that. Because he's someone who's put up crazy numbers. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to, like, do they win games? Does he stay healthy? That kind of thing. But other than that, no, I mean, it's a fun episode and a lot of fun going through these teams here.
Yeah, 100%, man. And we're like day by day, we're getting closer to the NFL season, but day by day, we're getting closer to the NBA season and training camp starting. And we're seeing all these videos of guys on Twitter and gyms and you know, putting in the work and then starting to get ready for the season. So, you know, another division that we've talked about. I know we still have a couple more that we're going to talk about, but a lot of NBA content still coming for us. So I'm excited, man.
Yes, sir. Moonaf, we're going to be able to find you on Twitter.
Yeah, find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824, dropping MLB plays, NFL's gearing up, but definitely we'll be diving deep once we get closer and closer to the NBA season because I think we had a pretty great season between myself, Zach, you, and then Dan, and also our man McKee. So definitely, you know, check me out on Twitter.
Yes, sir. I've been following some of your baseball action on there. I know we'll have the prep. Playoffs coming in, so I'm excited for all that. Yep. Follow me on Twitter at NBA Zach B. Definitely check out this podcast, the NBA Gambling Podcast. If you're not following already, all the podcasts on the Sports Gambling Podcast, the original Sports Gambling Podcast, and all the articles on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Lastly, the Slack channel, sg.pn/Slack. Follow us there. With that, hope everyone has a good week with betting baseball. And golf next weekend, college football coming up. So exciting times, and let it ride, everybody. Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm going